I have this morning the Bible reading sheets for April. Again, thank you, Ralph, for printing those all out for us by hand. Appreciate it. I put them on yellow paper, so you'll be encouraged. It's spring. Get into your Bible reading. I don't know how many of you have read the scriptures for today from the Bible reading as we as a church are going through the Bible in a year. If you have, I wonder if you picked the verse that I'm going to open from this morning. Anybody? Anybody know which verse I'm going to open from? Well, this is one of the days. It happens once in a blue moon. There is nothing to open from the scriptures today. Someone said to me, yes, the scripture seemed a little dark today. Well, interesting, it's in Deuteronomy, and really there's nothing in Deuteronomy that I want to open from. And then yesterday and today, Jesus in Luke is, it's just a really interesting portion of scripture in which there's nothing just up and happy to open the service with. Then I went to the Psalms, and I said, and the Psalm starts, Psalm 74 starts, oh God, why have you rejected us? Have you rejected us forever, Lord? Well, no, I'm not going to start with that. And all the way through the Psalm, it really is a lamentation instead of something up and happy. He's the psalmist is begging God to rain misfortune on his enemies, so we're not going to open with that. Then I went to the reading for tomorrow. I said, oh, well, let's just skip along to tomorrow's reading. I read the first verse of Deuteronomy and broke out laughing. I am not opening from any of them this morning. So I'm going to read you instead something that I have wanted to read for a long time. Diary of a Bible. January. A busy time for me. This is the Bible talking and writing a diary. A busy time for me. Most of the family decided to read me through this year, but they kept me busy for the first 2 weeks, but since they've forgotten me. February. Cleanup time. I was dusted yesterday and put in my place. My owner did use me for a few minutes last week. He'd been in an argument and was looking up some references to prove he was right. March. Had a busy first day of the month. My owner was elected president of the PTA and used me to prepare a speech. April. Grandpa visited us this month. He kept me on his lap for an hour reading from 1 Peter 5, 5 through 7. He seems to think more of me than do some of the people in my own household. May. I have a few green stains on my pages. Some spring flowers were pressed in my pages. June. I look like a scrapbook. They have stuffed me full of newspaper clippings. One of the girls got married. July. They put me in a suitcase today. I guess we're off on a vacation. I wish I could stay home. I know I'll be closed up in this thing for at least 2 weeks. August. Still in the suitcase. September. Back home at last and in my old familiar place. I have a lot of company. 2 women's magazines and 4 comic books that are stacked on top of me. I wish I could be read as much as they are. October. They read me a little bit today. One of them is very sick. Right now I'm sitting in the center of the coffee table. I think the pastor is coming by for a visit. November. Back in my old place. Somebody asked today if I were a scrapbook. December. The family is busy getting ready for the holidays. I guess I'll be covered up under wrapping paper and packages again, just as I am every Christmas. How sad. What a sad commentary. But so many times we put this, that is our very life, at the back of our life instead of at the forefront of our life. I really encourage you to read the Bible and read it through every year. It's so refreshing. The days are dark out there, and really, except for today's reading. Next year when that happens, I think I'm going to put some alternate reading in there for you. Anyway, as for me, I get as close to him as I can, Psalm 73, yesterday's Psalm. But as for me, I get as close to him as I can, and I'll tell everyone about the wonderful things he's done for me.